This is CliffCentral.com. The Unview, the Thin, the Rich, and the Fabulous on CliffCentral.com.
And it is a good morning to you, and to you, and especially to you. What a year, hey Nathan.
What a year, huh?
No, but what a year.
Oh, what a year, yes.
Well, let's think about this.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, think about it.
Drought?
Yeah. Famine.
Famine, state capture.
Miss Universe.
Junk status. Oh, yeah.
Miss Universe. Yeah. What a year.
A ray of hope.
A ray of absolute hope. But I'll tell you one thing, is that I couldn't see it coming. Exactly. And Demi Lee, we've had on the show before.
Yeah, because you're quite a professional...
Like Miss Universe.
Miss University, Miss South Africa, Miss
thing,
World.
Yeah. Right. I've judged two of them, so I'm not bad at it. But I must tell you, she was perfect to perfection. And I watched it. I woke up and watched it live. As one does when you're obsessed with the Miss things.
So what did she do that was so perfect? I mean, I don't watch these things. Did she like the water glass thing?
You know what? One thing, she didn't move. She poised perfectly.
She poised.
Anyway, what is great today is that we're going to introduce our new Miss South Africa.
That's on the exciting.
Show. So when...
Oh, that's not a segue to us.
Oh. No, dear. We'll come to you later. Please don't interrupt.
Sorry, your mics are off.
There's
people shouting in the background.
I know. Sorry. It's called a handful of keys. We'll come back to them in a moment. But the interesting thing is that when someone wins the Miss Universe, then they lose their Miss South Africa title, and then the first princess then takes over the title. And it's happening today. That and so we'll have exciting. A live on air. Her name is Adere van Heerden. These Afrikaners are like hot.
Yeah,
Nadine Strauss, Demi Lee Peterson,
Melinda Baum.
Oh, no, but sure. Afrikaner is besier.
Prachtig, in oorspronkelijk.
Zach Hendricks will tell us about that in a moment. Because, I mean, the man is milking donkeys and singing all over the country. Rock of ages. Okay, and he's lucky because I love him. We're going to chat to him in a moment. We're going to chat about a handful of keys. With Rulof, how do you pronounce your name?
Kulain.
Oh, there we go. Kulain.
Kulain.
Yes.
And James Smith.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. And, but you know what? What I'm so happy about is Gareth has on his show tomorrow one of the greatest illusionists in the world. His name is Darcy Oak. Have you heard of Darcy Oak?
I know a few guys from the south who are quite Darcy Oaks.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But I've really heard of an oak.
Put him on the line. Mr. Oak, do me a favor. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
First and foremost, you've taken over the world, and the entire art of illusion is different from being magic. It's someone that... How did you find this game? How did you find this part of entertainment, Darcy?
I just experienced being fooled when I was really, really young. I was about 6 or 7 years old, and I saw a magic trick, and it absolutely floored me. I had no idea how to explain what I saw, and it was that feeling that like really resonated with me, and after I saw that, I decided I wanted to be able to give that feeling to other people, and I just became obsessed with the craft and started learning and never looked back.
You know, Darcy, I'm going to share a small experience. I remember an aunt coming up with me and always pulled out a chewing gum, bubble gum, out of my ear. And it sounds weird, but I still don't know how she got the bubble gum out of my ear. Now, here becomes the art of being, the art of illusion, if you think about it. I mean, you've traveled the world, you are not only one of the best, but, I mean, was it David Copperfield that put you to this level that you sit at the moment?
Yeah, so I mean, there's a lot of different guys in the art form that sort of, have carved out a very specific niche, and Copperfield is one of them. He's extremely inspiring. Just, you know, what he's built. David Blaine is another guy who... And what sort of, like, made them stand out is that they have a very specific style or genre, like, and it's really connected with people. And you know, what they've done for the craft is what I'm trying to do as well, and really take it up to that next level and show the world something they've never seen before.
Darcy, why birds?
I don't know. I started with them when I was really young.
Because it's the most intriguing, because they are... It's an interesting art to be able to have a bird, and then four birds, and then five birds, and then eight birds. It's
yeah, and you know what? My sort of take on that was like I saw a magician do an act with birds when I was really young, and you know, before you sort of find your own style, you kind of draw inspiration from other people, and it was that act of this magician making birds appear. And I was like, oh man, I want to do something like that. And then sort of as I got older and progressed just as a person, and you know, gained more life experience, I wanted to take that old, like, people think of magician with doves. And so I wanted to take that
and sort of
revitalize it and bring it into culture.
Darcy, well, welcome to South Africa. We can't wait for you to come back here and create this beautiful show with some of the best artists in the world. Have you worked with them before?
I've never directly worked with the individuals in this show. We're all familiar with each other's work. It's a very small community, so... we all kind of know each other, but I haven't directly worked with any of the guys in the show, actually.
Well, Darcy, the whole point is that then I would imagine there are like seven independent guys doing their thing. And ladies, I mean, come on. But the whole thing here, Darcy, that I dig, that I think is very interesting, is that the art of illusion is the art of magic, or is it the same?
You know what? I consider it all the same. It all falls under the same umbrella, which is essentially giving the audience an experience that they can't explain. And your job as a magician or an illusionist or as a mentalist is essentially to fool your viewers. And so it all falls under the same umbrella. I think people started using the term illusionist just because for a while there, the term magician sort of had a weird connotation with it. You'd say magician, people would think of a guy in a tuxedo pulling a rabbit out of a hat. So I think, you know, people started using a fancier word, but I'm trying to take the word magician back and make it cool again.
Well, there'll be a song later for you, Darcy, but the final question is, can you ever disillusion your mother?
I try not to. No, my mother's
she knows it.
So.
but she will know, right or wrong?
You know, well, the ones that I was working on when I was a kid, you know, I practiced them in front of her endlessly, so obviously she knew all those ones. But now I try not to show my parents anything until it's, you know, perfected. So because I want to give them that moment as well. So I try not to, you know, work on something in front of my family until it's ready to be displayed in its entirety.
It must be quite an amazing thing, you know, you practicing in your room and showing your mom that you pulled a marble out of something to what you're doing now on the stage. How have your parents reacted to that?
Oh,
transition.
Proud, actually, yeah, and it's such a cool thing, and it's something I'm very proud of too, because like I can only imagine what it would be like for your child to come up and be like, "Hey, I'm not going to university. I'm going to be a magician."
Yeah,
they must just be like, "Oh no,
oh no, we got a bad one."
Yeah. But I must, Darcy. That being said, we can't wait to have you here with Gareth tomorrow morning, and welcome to South Africa. I know it's your first time here, all the way from Canada, and by the way, yeah. We're all excited to see what happens with all the bunch of you people. And of course, Hazel Feltman is Mrs. Producer and the best. So, Darcy, thank you for your time and your space.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to seeing you guys at the show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Darcy Oak, the illusionist that comes to South Africa next year. It's going to be brilliant.
I can't wait.
It's going to be
so excited.
Brilliant.
Because we first spoke to Hazel Feltman about this about 6 months ago.
Do you remember?
Yeah. And since then, I've been waiting for it.
Yeah.
And it's almost here.
But it's so incredible to have Darcy on the line. And Darcy will be in the studio tomorrow with Gareth tomorrow morning at 7:30. And he'll walk through the, like, I think he's going to walk through the, I don't know what he's going to do tomorrow.
Yeah.
But he's a genius. And it's a great way to open the show.
Yeah.
We'll present the new Miss South Africa a bit later on. But in the meantime, we've got a handful of people.
Well, yes, that you do.
And a handful of keys. And we have the handful of Zach Hendricks, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. God and protect us. And I tell you,
I don't know what to say. I don't know how to react to that.
Okay, so I work in the game called television, and we did an interview, and here's this guy that was doing. Was it the Panto at the time or something?
De Goer.
No.
Okay.
And what was absolutely brilliant is that he started by simply saying to me that, yeah, but don't forget our milk donkeys. Now, anyone that that
and you were like, that's the weirdest pickup line ever.
Ever.
Oh, that's so cheeky.
I just felt
well, unfortunately, I'm only hung like a horse.
Hung like a donkey.
No.
Nah. Let's move on. You see, I control. I'm but how does... So, then I thought, let me send the best in the world to like fix this Afrikaner boer up. And I sent Ruda.
Landman.
Who got bitten by the donkey.
Yes. Yes. It was one of the small ones, the foals, yeah.
But
when you say small, do you mean hung?
No.
Oh, sorry.
We're talking about actual asses now.
So sorry. Moving on.
But it was incredible.
Yeah.
And she walked in there, and we created the segment on CakeNet on for the
Underdinger. Yeah.
And what a great experience. Because no one thought that you could use this cream and this milk.
Oh, God.
No, seriously.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to kick him out the studio.
I'm so sorry. Yes?
We'll sing in a moment.
All right.
But what an incredible thing. And it's from the Netherlands, and of course, this is an old school practice, which is outstanding.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have misconceptions when it comes to donkeys in South Africa. I think that it's coming from the Afrikaans psyche of like, die donkey is a dom dier, you know? Like, there's this song, die donkey is a wonderlijke ding. But so, like, I think there was like this misconception of a donkey that it's a stupid animal. But the thing is, like, the practice of donkey milk and donkey milk products have been used for the thousands of years. I mean, Cleopatra, we all know that she bathed in donkey milk. Milk, but we don't know that she had over 1,000 donkeys that were milked every day. Hippocrates also used that for medicinal purposes. So the practice of donkey milk products or medicinal purposes has been used for thousands of years, and people just forgot about it. And because there's this new revolution.
Because they see you on stage and they see you crazy in puss in boots and being this.
Village idiot,
and they don't realize that you have a great brain and with a farm with donkeys.
Yeah.
So Zach Hendrick has got donkeys.
I wanted to ask, do you ever use your six pack to sell donkey milk? Are you ever like, look what donkey milk
is
for me?
If I can sell donkeys via the six pack, then I will use that. Yeah, of course.
A six pack of donkey milk. Yeah, that'd be great.
Zach, tell me firstly, Rock of Ages.
Yes.
Incredible.
Yeah. So what a flippin' fun show. Yeah, I'm so super stoked to be part of this production. And like, again, last night we were on stage and we were having so much fun. Like, the cast is such an incredibly talented group of people in the first place. And then we really get along and the show is great. And like, I think that energy feeds off not only everybody else, but into the audience. And like, it's so lucky for me to go back to work every single day and actually being on stage. I think it's the funnest production I've ever been in. And like, when I'm on stage, I'm just like, I can't believe I'm doing it. And like, every moment I'm like, you know, soaking in. And like, you don't have that experience.
Zach, I'm battling.
Yeah, okay.
Because I'm still getting from Puss in Boots.
Yeah.
And watching this Rock of Ages roll.
Yeah.
And I still can't take you seriously.
Yeah, it's okay.
So what you going to do right
now? I know.
You're going to sing something, baby.
No, Alan, please.
Please,
no.
Yeah.
Oh,
shame.
God, what am I going to sing?
Shame.
16 minutes past 9, the usual time.
Exactly.
Thank God I did hum in the car, but it's because my voice is so sore. Okay, what am I going to sing?
Okay, what's he going to sing?
I don't know. What do you want to sing?
I don't
want
to sing a ukulele. And
oh, God. I can't do it. I cheat playing the saxophone in the show.
Yeah, I know. Okay. So let's give him something to you.
You always make me... you just look at me as if I know every song in the world on ukulele. I really don't.
Just give him something.
No, let's do with the donkey and look at them. That's most not easy. Cool. You know that?
Well, I don't know. How does it go?
That's literally three chords.
Can you play it?
No.
Woody donkey.
Oh, I'm wearing different keys.
Donkey. Woody donkey is a wonderlooker.
Perfect.
There we go. That's how I got.
That's what happens, Alan, when you
don't print.
Well, when you put two a musician maybe and a singer in the room and say just play anything on the spot.
You know what, Alan? The only way people can really see what the vocal capabilities are
is to kill and watch Rock of Ages.
What do you sing in Rock of Ages, Sark?
I do a number duet with Craig O'Barney, I Can't Fight This Feeling, which is, yeah, it's such a fun number.
And like, I can't stop...
See, I can't stop this feeling any longer. Yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. Started out as friendship has grown strong.
Who sings it originally?
It's the Alec Baldwin and Russell Brand character that sings it. I don't know actually who sang it originally.
Oh. Jero Speedwagon.
Can I just tell you about Craig O'Barney?
Yeah.
Firstly, he is super cool.
And super cheeky.
And brilliant and excellent. Yeah. And sober as a cute.
Yes, brilliant.
But I'm very proud of him, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
But I must tell you, he pulled off gay better than you did. And you are gay.
Actually, well, you know what?
He actually pulled gay off better than you did.
I don't think he did. You're hitting on Natasha.
No. No. Go and watch Rock of Ages. And when he grips you...
No, he grips me hard, eh?
And you're in shock.
There was a moment that you were... Alan, you can see him backstage. He is such a Macy backstage, eh? Like, he's throwing the shoulder the whole time, mincing around. If you give him a pair of heels, he'll rock it.
But Zach, I must be honest.
Yeah.
One oak.
Yeah.
At one moment, when he gripped you, you were in... you couldn't hold... that note.
Yeah, but I can't because I don't know how hard he's going to grip me every single night, depending on his mood. Yeah. No.
Yeah, well, but I'm telling you, you didn't pull it off.
Oh, thank
really,
you.
Really, you seriously. You're the straightest oak I've ever met on earth.
I suppose that's a compliment. Thanks, Al.
No, seriously.
Go out on a limb and take that as a compliment.
He's one of the best actors. In Syria, you also have a handful of keys. Rudolph.
Kulain. I know, it's weird. I think my parents
were rain
no, I think my parents were playing Scrabble Halloween. And that was the letter that was left. I think that's
it's so lucky.
I know, it's weird. Jim. Yeah, it's weird.
And James Smith.
Yes. That's easy enough.
Well, yeah. It's like James. And ladies and gentlemen,
James Smith.
That is such a raucous sort of <You know?
laughs> And he was great in Pocahontas. Oh wait, that was John.
God. So boys and girls, are we going to sing something? Because it's like 20 past 9. We've got to do something here.
Oh, yeah. Sure. We could.
Okay, well, I think we need to do a warm-up first. So
we can fight this feeling.
Well, do you want to do that? Zach, do you want to do can't fight this feeling? Come, let's just hear.
Okay, all right.
Let's hear what happens here. Are you ready?
It's cliffcentral.com. And this is The Unview with Alan Ford and Nathan Rowe. And let's begin the day.
You can do it.
This is me on the ukulele.
Hush.
And yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show. And then it's not in a scene, somebody else play it.
Craig O'Barney's part. I'm Craig O'Barney. Hey, how's it going there, pretty lady? I'm Craig O'Barney. Wanna get pregnant? Hey, what's up? I'm still Craig O'Barney. Yes, I do. I do cross the color barrier. Yeah, call me.
Give my life direction. So clear. And even as I wonder, I keep you in sight. Candle in the window on a cold summer's night. And I'm getting closer. This feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. It's time to bring the ship into the shore and throw away the oars forever.
Because what?
I can't fight this feeling anymore. And if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door, Dennis, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
lesbian. With my hair in this show, I look like a lesbian, though.
Actually, kind of.
I do, hey? Like a rocker lesbian.
From a Benoni, Black Band. Right.
We're milking donkeys, and now we're singing songs.
Yeah, like, you can't do that at 9 o'clock in the morning. I have no voice.
And the worst thing is I've insulted every person that has never ever grabbed you.
Thanks, Al. It's been a real great interview. I really appreciate this.
I just destroyed you. But what a laugh, what a farm, and what is it like to be able to do this? And then go back to the farm and go back to reality, which is, it's a hard check if you think about it.
It's, there's an aanpassing, eh? Because the thing is, at the end of the day, like, being away from civilization is great, but it also removes you. And then when you almost come back, the energy levels are so high, and then it's almost like you have to adapt again in your environment. And it's difficult sometimes, but at the end of the day, like, certain sacrifices need to be made, and like, and then you commit to it, I suppose.
I've got to tell you, it's such an interesting year. I mean, you went from, as I said to you, from when we first chatted, from for Anadunga days.
Yeah.
Which is still going on.
Yes.
Punting
for Anadunga or Kijknet.
Kijknet, yeah.
And it's isn't it on Sunday?
Yeah, everyone we have in studio today has such beautiful voices.
I don't know if it's because my voice is so low from the show. That's why I'm an octave lower.
But just can we have a hello from the three of you?
Yeah.
You start, sir.
Hello. Hello. That was really successful. You did three sokkies and Billy Barley, right?
And then you go,
hello and welcome. Oh, shucks. Beautiful. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's why you do this and
in
I
know world.
That's old school. Yeah. Kind of 100 years old. We're old these days. I mean, we're not young. We're 39 years old. Ain't nothing happening.
Yeah, look at me. I'm talking on radio and I sound like Bugs Bunny.
At least you don't look it.
A little bit.
He actually needs to shave. People have to shave. All this dirt, rubbish.
Right. Yeah. I'll take that.
I don't know. This year, Alan, I'm going to have myself a hairy little Christmas. And I'm fine
to
with
your
that.
Beard's delight.
No, that happens in Rock of Ages where the beard's delight.
It's a great production.
Yeah.
And I'm very proud of it because I must tell you, it's not my music exactly. Mm. I wasn't like perfection in the 80s. And then I wasn't great in the 90s. But the 2000s, I hit it beautifully. I'm like a seesaw. But what I did love about The Rock of Ages is that it's great music. Even if you don't like the music, it represents a hell of a lot of stuff.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of people that sort of are misguided by the fact that Rock of Ages is sort of a tribute show, you know, to 80s. And it's not. It's an absolute musical with a linear storyline. It's got a beginning, middle, and end. It's got characterization. All the songs get driven by storyline.
Yeah.
And it's a proper musical. But the great thing about something like Rock of Ages is not only have you incredible actors on stage that has, I mean, there's such lovely characters in the show. You have the two German characters.
Yeah.
You have Regina, so the activist. It's so brilliant.
So clever.
But all the songs are justified via the character's action. So, like, every 80s classic, like The Final Countdown or whatever the case may be,
It's so clever.
It's just so cleverly done. So, like, it's really, like, you go out and you do go and watch a good musical, but in the same breath, it's like you're having such a joy because you know every single song and everybody can sing, you know, with.
Zach, you know what I loved about it? I love Mama. Oh, felt like Chicago walked in.
Yeah.
What a character.
Yeah. I mean, it's Mpumi. She plays Jessica Charlier, the owner of the Venus Strip Club. But she's just got this incredible presence and this
crazy voice. But it's so cool.
Yeah.
It's this presence that is quite odd.
Yeah.
Because it like stands out and it's not, it's so American. You can see it like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Blackwards, backwards, forwards. Yeah. I've got to tell you, if people haven't seen the show, go and see it. Because I thought I was waiting for this, whatever.
Yeah.
thought I was going to watch, and I keep saying this to people, it was not a production of The Barnyard.
Yeah.
Which I thought it was.
But that's why I said, aka okay, tribute show. I don't want to say anything, but like people think it's that. It's not.
I'll knock. I'll knock. But I thought it's going to be Barnyard Cuck.
Yeah.
I thought I'm going to go to Gold City and watch rubbish. Seriously, I thought, like, let's just go for something.
And you'll never work here.
I'm not taking it.
I never will, and I never asked you. Thank you. Okay. Let's start. Number one. Number two, there's one bitch in town and she's here. Let's go there. Straight. But I'm not knocking anybody. What I'm saying is that when it started to come together in my brain, I just thought, well, you know, we're so used to Hazel Feldman, who's incredible, Janice Hanneman, Peter Turin, Bernard Jay, of course, and many others in the business. And then all of a sudden, Jaco van Rensburg, who is incredible, who I've known for many years, as one of the top choreographers and dancers.
Mm.
Okay. And all of a sudden, in my brain, I was like, God, is this another... Let's go to the Barnyard.
Yeah.
And then Andrew Webster confuses you because it's like he's out of this world, but then there's Andrew. And then he's hot and it's outstanding.
Mm.
And then there's Craig O'Barney, Holden, that's there. And then you go, oh my goodness, this is actually now Holden. And then there's Zach Hendricks, but there's donkeys. Let's go to Gold Reef. Holden.
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
And go and see what is this all about.
Yeah.
And then you watch the movie.
Yeah.
With of course Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
And then you just think, this is, and then you get blown away. Because you do. Because you sit there completely blown away.
Mm.
And it's surprising.
Yeah.
Because it's mesmerizing. And the one thing I did love about the show is that I don't like that music particularly.
Yeah.
But it's exceptional. Zach, why did you pick the role and why did you get involved?
I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's not picking the role. I mean, you go to the audition and then you sort of get the callbacks. But it was quite an interesting ride because, like, when you go to auditions, it's not always about what your capabilities are. It's about how you fit into the picture, you know? Like, and if you have a certain quality that they like, you know, it could go either or. So, like, even if you don't get the role, it doesn't mean that you're not talented. It's just you might not fit into the picture. And with this one, it was quite an interesting combination to reshuffle and rethink because we got Josh Ansley, who was number two in The Voice season two. Mm. So, because Josh was involved, a lot of reshuffling had to happen during the process, which is quite interesting. And then they offered me the role of Lonnie, which is great because I'm so glad that I got this role because I really love the role and he's like a quirky, you know, geeky, energetic narrator character, which is lovely.
Which is you.
Yeah, I'm having so much fun. Yeah.
This is the biggest energy.
The last time I saw Zach on stage was when you were the dentist in Little Shop of Horrors.
Energy burst from you. Yeah.
Zach Hendricks, sit there. This is CliffCentral.com. My name is Alan Ford with the one and only...
Nathan Rowe.
And of course, this is Rulof and James. Let me introduce. This is the Unview.
Then the Rich and the Fabulous. You know, sorry, on that, Alan.
You just interrupted me again, Al.
I've actually been on diet this week. So I'm on my way to becoming thin. Shame. I'm going to get there. You'll see. And then we can actually call the show what it is.
Well, you see, remember, I named the show The Thin, the Rich and the Fabulous.
Because you prophesied that I would come and lose weight.
Because it's one thing. Who is ever thin? Who can be rich? But damn, I'm fabulous.
Zuck does kind of fit those. Doesn't he?
Thanks. Thank you, Nathan. That definitely got your brownie point there.
That's another ad for Donkey Milk.
On that note, a handful of keys. James Smith.
Yes.
19 years old.
Yes.
You must play keys quicker than most. You're 6 foot nine.
6 foot six.
Oh, well, 6 foot seven.
Yes, yeah, hello. What does it matter?
Six and nine, nine and nine.
19, 6 foot six. My God.
This is your first, well, not your first, but... Is it wonderful to be at the Peter Turin doing the show?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I saw the show when he was in it, and I was like 15 years old.
Mm.
And going from that, watching them do on stage, and then the thought of that in 4 years' time, I'll be doing it in Monte Cassino. It's surreal.
Surreal.
Yeah.
But what do you love about it? Why is this particularly great for you?
Well, I thought it was great for something different. Because typically, back at home in PE, I'm a rocker. So I performed a lot of blues rock bands and things like that. Mm-hmm. So coming from that into a very different kind of show like this, which is very theatrical, very comedic, I thought it was a nice challenge. Because it was very difficult to do, because it's something completely different. But I think that's what enticed me the most.
But now, all of a sudden, then you deal with an old veteran here.
Oh, that's lovely of you. Thank you.
But darling, you are.
Yes, well, darling, never mind that now.
But it's incredible to... Firstly, Ian is incredible as a... Firstly, as a producer and as one of the originals.
Well, he's the guy...
I mean,
guy
John
of many
Rocksmith
hats.
Has done this.
He's
Brian Schimmel.
Ian is the guy of many hats. Ian is the guy that can literally... He calls it, he wants to create a company called Pull It At Your Ass Productions, because he's one of those people that he pulls it out and it's just extraordinary. It works, it's funny, it's on stage, it's brilliant, people laugh, you know. And you know, over the years, I'm going on to my 1,000th performance.
Somebody get me a cake. That'd be great. Thank you.
When is it?
I don't know, but get me a cake.
So I'm going on to my 1,000th performance, but he left the show about, I think, 600 performances in because he felt he needed to do something else. But what he's done amazingly is that he's kept replacing himself or myself or whoever it needs to be with somebody extraordinary. Because the point of the show, Handflickies, is literally... at least 4 laughs a minute. Mm. We stand in service of a show that pokes fun at everybody that's ever walked past a piano. Yeah? So that could be Alicia Keys, that could be Liberace, obviously, that could be John Legend.
Vanessa Carlton.
Vanessa, oh God, yes. Vanessa Carlton. we poke fun, but in doing that, honor the people who've walked past. And Ian has been brilliant in bringing up new partnerships after my 17 years of doing it.
A cake
for 1,000 performances.
At the very least, either that or for stupidity. But anyway, yeah. So Ian has been amazing bringing on, you know, a partnerships that has just been amazing. And great belief, but having James with
I
me
love
on stage.
The fact that you are in your 40s, early 40s.
Yeah, say early. Yes, yes.
Early, 41. Okay, with a 19-year-old and doing this. But most
I know, he's, I'm but, like but literally what, old what, enough what, to be his
but
father.
What I God love sake. Is from Port Elizabeth, from the Northern Cape, from Kimberley.
Yeah, yeah.
Pulling this cuck off.
Okay. Yes.
And it has to be one of the longest running shows. Mm. In this country.
It's 23 years old. Yeah. It started in 1994.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's a proudly South African show, completely, that is 23 years old. That's
which
just
is
cool.
Incredible.
That's just cool.
I
would love to have written
this
show.
Did you see how I was born this?
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to sing something. Let's start.
Did you know?
Dear Lord.
Dear Lord. Everybody sing something.
Put them on the spot.
I have a bit of a throat infection, as you can hear.
See what the random karaoke machine pulls out for you.
That's the one. Oh, my God. Ava, really?
Let's see if you can do it.
Because you're so fabulous.
Yeah, let's go with fabulous. Yeah, yeah.
Because that one's done rich here. And
no, the chorus goes again.
I know my Ava. What can I tell you?
23
years of Ava.
I know the woman. This is Ava.
What is it?
Ava. Yeah, we always play a bit of Ava. Yeah.
One got to.
Ava and Toto.
Ava and Toto. Oh, that's a good one. All right. I don't want to talk about things we've gone through, though it's hurting me. Now it's history.
Get him a cake.
Yes, I played all my cards.
Get him a cake.
And that's what you've done to you, cakeless bastard. Nothing more to say.
Cake.
No more cake to play. The winner takes it all.
23 years of the Handford of Keys.
The loser standing small with cake. Deciding victory. That's the cake I need to be.
sorry, best boy. Version of that song.
I know.
I know. We need to make an ABBA tribute.
But we really need, like, we want the notes. Give us notes. Come on. I want notes, people. Come. Notes.
Some more? Okay, we're in the middle of the
voice. Near home.
Home, yes, yeah, home. Thinking I belong there. I figured it made sense.
Hum.
Building me a fence. We get the chorus, right? The winner. The gods may throw the dice.
Oh, key change.
Their yes. mind is cold as ice. And someone way down here. Cakeless, by the way. Losing someone dear. The winner takes it all. The loser has to fall.
Takes it all.
And it's simple and it's plain. Why is there no cake?
That was the best version I've ever heard in my life.
All about the cake, people.
Can I point something out, Roloff?
Yes.
Did you know that if you had played every night for yes. 3 years, you yes. could have reached 1,000 in 3 years?
Well, we took 23 years. We took some breaks because the money ran out. But the money's back. The money's back. We're okay.
I'm glad to hear there's money somewhere in this.
There's money somewhere.
This is cliffcentral.com. The thin, the rich, and the fabulous are always here on Unview. And Claudia Henkel will be joining us on the line with the new Miss South Africa, who will be announced this at Top of 10.
So what? Sorry, I'm actually confused. Okay, so because she our new lady.
So when Demi Lee.
Now became Miss Universe. Now we got to get a new Miss Setup.
Yeah, she has to be recrowned.
Oh,
so
okay.
She gets the same prizes, all the same stuff.
That's amazing.
It's amazing.
So that's actually great for the person that's going to get...
That's
Miss South Africa. Now we have two.
Horrible for the person giving the prize.
Yes, double. Take my crown and
sponsors.
Go away.
Sponsors.
Shame.
But I will say the following. Do you know that people are very proud to talk about Annalyn Creel?
Yes, of course. Okay.
Brilliant.
Yes. No.
You don't know James, but she was in our time.
World
she was
19,
very pretty.
1976. But what happened?
Dear Lord,
it
was a year after I was born.
Shame, you're old. Yeah. But what happened was that she never won the original title.
Yes.
So she then became the Miss World because the other girl who won.
Yeah,
Miss
she
World
got pregnant or something. Yes. Stuff. Yeah.
Okay, but the thing is that what happens is that's why they say so clearly in front of all the audience. If she cannot take that role as Miss South Africa, then you then take that role. She can't take the role as Miss South Africa because she's no longer. She's now Miss Universe.
Yes.
So now she's living in New York and she can't be...
Yes.
It's so...
crazy. But it's brilliant.
That's how you become the Miss...
What happens is you come second in Miss South Africa, right? What happens then if you turn to... drugs and boozing because to cope.
Yeah,
you know,
because you didn't drugs. Win.
Yeah.
Now you're screwed.
And then now all of a sudden you become Miss South Africa and then you have to quickly...
But how, okay, so how does okay? But also, if they do, because you're not the pageant queen here, right?
I am not the pageant queen
amongst us. Yes,
but
you
isn't
are.
It like you have a first and a second?
Well, first and foremost, you know, as I said, Darcy Oak will be on Gareth's show tomorrow morning, and Cindy Nell will be on Gareth's show very shortly because she's an incredible Miss South Africa. But who can invite up to the mic is Cindy Nell. Come to the mic, but an incredible first and foremost. Understand one thing. It is so, you have to be so proud to own the fact that you hold the title of your country and you follow that through.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've got to tell you about what it means. I've got to say it. Hell. In 3 years, we've had Raleen Strauss and now we had a Miss World and a Miss Universe.
Oh, yes, I love it. No, no, yeah, go for it.
Keep talking.
We've had Raleen Strauss.
Yes.
Oh, Miss World.
Oh.
And then the Miss Universe.
Oh.
And Donald Trump wasn't involved.
And all we need now
and
is world peace.
Yes. Oh, that's beautiful. Is this the catwalk?
This is the music for Miss Universe.
Oh, great. I'm definitely in my bikini going down the ramp now.
You're milking donkeys, darling.
Everybody has a word for it nowadays.
Sure. Wow. It's the
James,
morning.
James, coming back to the younging. The younging.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you hear James's voice?
No. Beautiful, eh?
It's so rich.
Can you sing, James?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, can you sing? Because I'm dying to hear you sing a certain song.
He's the singer in the show. Trust me. He is the singer.
Because there's a song I'm dying to hear you sing. All right. All right. I got the track for you. But I want to hear the low version.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
oh
wow.
The low version,
yeah. I don't know the lyrics though, so this will be interesting.
You can tell by the way I walk.
Mm. You can tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time at all. Here's a love that I know, but I need a new that I know. I'm all I, and I went. Get up to the other way. We can hide, we can pay. Get up, down, live a little, little,
Day made.
Yes.
As we say, sweet Lord have mercy.
Yeah, but that's what you get for asking us to sing.
No, but wasn't that the best version you've ever heard? I love
you.
I've had a few casts of Evita come in here. Members, and they can really hold notes.
Yeah, but that's but the cast of Evita. Like, let's just be honest. It's a different
Evita.
Kind of it.
I'm busy mocking donkey and you.
Speaking about Evita.
And I just insulted your entire
group
homo,
of friends.
homo sapien behavior.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't mind. It's fine.
I could eat some donkey cheese on a Pravita. Even.
Don't cry for me, you Pravita.
Oh, they're clever, yeah. Oh, I love it. Good morning, everybody. It's a great, great... great day.
Your confidence was amazing. Thank you for that.
You know, because I want to reflect back what happened last week. Mm. Is that I was so dirty, I hadn't washed.
Thanks for that.
There was no water in there.
Oh, right. Right.
It was really cuck.
Yes, no, I can imagine.
You couldn't cuck. So I feel clean and fresh and sweet and smiley. And this is the way we do it.
Rulof, you said that you've just come to Joburg, right, with the show. Where were you just before this?
We came from Durban.
From Durbs? Oh, where there's water and water.
Well, yes.
Probably too much.
Yeah, there's a lot of water in Durban. And Durban was lovely, yeah. But where we stayed, I shan't name the Sabaya. Oh, I'm sorry. I was kidding about the Sabaya. That's not at all where we stay.
It's not so bad.
No, the Sabaya's lovely. The problem is it's a 1,000-seater. And then sometimes we have 19 people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So 19 people sounds like a slow clap in a bad American movie, right? And also the aircon in the rooms were quite filthy, so we've been struggling, me and James, to just not
let's
sound
not
like Barry White.
Let's not knock Sun International completely.
No, I love them.
Remember, they did they do own the Miss South Africa, and they've had two people.
And funny enough, they're on the line.
Drum roll, and now, it's not a Sun International thing. It was very much just the room that I stayed in. A mouse came and stayed maybe for a while in
was he or
that.
She gorgeous?
So Zach's with donkeys, your mice. Oh, very talented.
Yeah, no, a whole menagerie of shit.
Not and the size that counts. Would you have preferred a donkey?
I'm gonna have to refer to my colleague over here.
Is this not the most this is why it's the unview. The thin the rich.
From Aircon to Donkeys by Robert Frost. It was lovely there. So we came from Durban, and before that we were in PE. We've been doing like the rounds, which is really nice. Cape Town, Durban. Is London we're going to? Is London
it's
to
a
me.
A strange place.
Look, yes.
I have to be
thank you. Is London it's, is a strange. What do you say about a town that has a monument for a coelacanth and a dodo?
And I think it's stinky.
Literally, that's East London for you, right there.
Well, on the line, Claudia Henkel, are you there?
I'm here.
Claudia, what? This firstly, you won Miss South Africa. You went to Miss Universe. You went to Miss World. You, firstly, I think are the most incredible, gorgeous woman I've ever. You know, I love you, number one. But Claudia.
Goodbye.
How? Hold on.
No, I also love you.
Yeah, but
me too.
But I want to make this clear. You have been the head of PR for Sun International now for the past, let's say, past 3 or 4 years. Okay? And how is this possible that a Miss World and a Miss Universe walks out of that platform, Sun International? How did that happen? Claudia, you there? Claudia?
Oh, we seem to have lost her.
Maybe it was just so amazing that there are no words to describe.
I know exactly what happened. I said I love her, and
she left.
She realized she was she's married, and it would have been
awkward.
Well,
we're about to actually introduce the new Miss South Africa, but let's try to get her back on the line. Claudia. Okay, cool. Guys, sing a song while I get her on the line.
Do it. All right, I've got one for The Illusionist. Now, Alan told me not to perform this song.
Yes.
Because he was like, remember, it's illusion, not magic.
Yeah.
And so, right. But I heard the guy clearly say in his interview that he likes magic.
No, he's the one to bring the bring it back.
To magic.
Yeah.
So, if you guys know this one, you can join in.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're going to play, hey.
Do you? What do you think?
It's a kind of magic.
No, if I was going to play it, it's a kind of magic, it would be this.
Would it?
Do it.
Would it really?
Every little thing he does is magic. He really knows how to put on a show.
Yes.
Is it illusion or is it magic? I don't really know. Yeah, that's that. No, that's not the song.
Okay, cool.
Performed. I had this one in mind. I was raised Baptist.
What the hell is this?
You're the only one who's going to see
those fingers in my hair.
Oh.
That's like come hither stare.
Yeah, baby.
That strips my conscience bare. It's witchcraft.
That's not magic, though. That's witchcraft.
And I've got no defense.
Those are two completely different ingredients.
The heat is too intense.
Have
for
you
Rula.
Not watched Harry Potter?
I think someone should buy him a cake.
Well,
because it's witchcraft. In Bloemfontein, it's still called witchcraft.
All right, that's true.
And although I know it's strictly taboo,
well,
when you arouse the need in me, when you need milk from a donkey,
it's magic.
When you're afraid of mice in your room, it's such an ancient pitch. Alan's face is resting bitch. Cause there's no nicer witch than you. Sorry, Alan.
Back on the line, Claudia Hinkle.
Yes, you were saying, sorry.
Sorry, I don't know what happened
then. Thank you, love. So, Claudia, again, we're about to introduce at 11 o'clock today the new Miss South Africa.
Correct.
How exciting. Is she around?
She is busy getting ready. It's a very small moment for all of us because, you know, it happened 3 years ago with her lead star. And, you know, something like that happens once in, I mean, we hadn't won a Miss World in 40 years. And now we're living that moment with Demi, and we haven't won a Miss Universe in 39 years. So it's incredible in the last 3 years that we've able to, you know, make 4 women's dreams come true. And this shows you, South Africa's got the most beautiful woman.
Yeah,
100%. Yeah. Now, Claudia, I want to say this, that first and foremost, if you think about it, and Claudia is in January you're going to have babies. And
yeah.
All this lands... But you know what it's been like to do this. You won Miss South Africa. You've been to Miss Universe. You've done this. And all of a sudden, you are there now as their mentor. Suzette van der Merwe from Celsi, incredible also. Just to hold people's hands through this process. Now, it sounds so stupid. But when you win a World Cup, it's incredible. When you win, let's say, Wimbledon, it's incredible. But in terms of the world of entertainment, to pull this off and to have it in 3 years, 2 huge titles that represent South Africa around the world, how hard's the job?
It's a it's a full year-round job. It's very hard. There's an incredibly big engine behind the Miss South Africa. You know, it's not like we work 2 months before we crown Miss South Africa and then we meet her and, you know, she goes and does what she needs to do. We work with her every day. And, you know, I'm the Group PR Manager of Sun International, so I have a big portfolio. Mm. But to be honest with you, Miss South Africa in itself consumes a lot of my portfolio because it's such a hands-on job. But it's a pleasure to do because of the results. And it's such a great thing for South Africans, for the companies, for the sponsors that are invested. It just gives them that extra, you know, that extra credibility that they need in order to continue to supporting it. And it's just, it's amazing. It's a lovely portfolio to work on.
Claudia, the new Miss South Africa will be crowned. How does it happen? Because it's not on stage and people don't see it. So firstly, what is her name? Of course, we saw her on stage previously this past March. And all of a sudden, sure, this is, does she get the same prizes? Does she get the whole everything?
She's a dear from heaven. She's from Cape Town. She is a unique lady. You know, it's incredible when people ask me questions about how relevant South Africa is, because if you just look at the caliber of women that enter and that represent us, they're either doctors or, you know, they're beautiful, but they've got, you know, credible disease behind their name. And particularly Dia is a military doctor. She's a doctor that works in the military in Cape Town. And she's now put her life on hold and come to represent our country, which is in itself an amazing opportunity for her, but also, you know, kudos to her for giving that up and, sure, you know, feeling that Miss South Africa is something she wants to do.
A doctor. Another one.
Yeah, so, another doctor. I mean, it's incredible. So, she reminds me very much of
Bernie. I know, but what makes, Claudia, I've got to share this with you. What was incredible about Miss Universe, I couldn't believe how many mechanical engineers. Mm. They were engineers.
Yeah, I know.
Engineer. After engineer. They all keep, I'm an engineer in Spanish. I'm just an engineer. It's like, it's incredible. Firstly, the emancipated woman. Incredible. It's incredible to see. This is no longer a pop game.
No, not
it's
at all.
So
I mean, the girls
not.
Are bored.
So yeah, it's proud. And you have to be proud. And Claudia, I know that you never got that title, but I got to tell you, you're still the tallest Miss SA, the most beautiful beauty queen, and now to be able, with Suzette van der Merwe, to be able to do this.
It's a privilege for both of us.
With the support of people like Basit Sana and all of them, they come together and they do it. Well done, Claudia.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thanks, the new Miss SA will be crowned at 11 o'clock. So it's going to happen. Lots of love. Thank you. Claudia Henkel, former Miss SA, head of PR for Sun International.
Woo!
Yeah. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Can I talk now?
Yes.
How's it going?
Just,
yeah, good.
Zach was quiet for too long there.
I just need to get something out of me.
So we have about 2 minutes left. What are we going to do with 2.5 minutes on this program?
I think Zach should sing us a song.
Please, I can't sing anymore.
I said it in my lowest voice.
I'll be willing to sing something with you then.
No, please. Rather, you sing something.
You are
nice
the
greatest
man.
I've got this song ready to play. Let's see what the jukebox brings up.
Oh.
What's
that? Sounds like a Soki song.
Love is a burning thing.
James Smith, ladies and gentlemen.
And it makes a fiery ring.
Yeah.
Bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Guy from the Alabama.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. Everybody, I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire. The ring of fire.
You know Johnny Cash.
I know the song, but I don't know the words. What am I supposed to do?
Can you just make
a ring of fire? It's a ring of
go
fire.
You'll get one if you go to Nando's. You get a good ring of fire if you go to Nando's.
Well, actually, yes, like
James Smith, you're 19 years old. I can tell you about another Ring of Fire.
Moving on, moving on. I'm too straight.
I'm too straight to get that joke.
Oh, Al,
well, what a great day. What a good morning. What a way to laugh. This is CliffCentral.com. Guys, Darcy Oak joins Gareth Cliff tomorrow morning, the top illusionist. And of course, you don't miss that show. That's happening in February. Zach Hendricks.
Rock of Ages.
Rock of Ages.
Till 10th of December, next week, Sunday.
Yeah, so we want to come see it. So what, see it. Do you, are you showing Tuesdays to Sundays? Because we've got
Wednesdays to Sundays. Oh, but we have two shows on a Sunday. We have one at 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock. And then we have a matinee on a Saturday, 3 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Oh, we can come see that then.
And then we have a show from Wednesday to Fridays at 8 o'clock.
Well, we're going, so should you.
Yay.
Yeah.
But for 23 years, a handful of keys is a handful of the infirmity right through to you, my brother, and right through to you. So
thank you very much for having us for this.
I just want to just tell you that people got to see the show. And it's magic because
God, I wish I wrote Handful of Keys. I'd be so happy with myself if I did. It's such a joy of a show to do.
It's happening at the Pieterin.
Pieterin
opened last week.
Yes, and it's going to go until the 7th of Jan. Yes.
So it's on, and it makes you happy, and it's fun. And
yeah.
Please get there to watch it. It's so much fun. And happening in around about an hour is our new Miss South Africa, Adere van Heerden.
Yeah, the
nog Afrikaans, man.
Adere.
I'll find out.
Adere.
The new Miss South Africa. Demily Peterson, well done. It is exceptional. Well done to South Africa. And guys, thank God there's water back in town.
Yes, thank you very much. I live in Kimberley where it's all brown. It's silly. Yeah.
Nathan, have the best week. You're rocking and rolling.
Thank you so much. I'm off to Cape Town, Can't wait. Love it there. I love the short showers. Yeah. Time saver of note.
Yes.
I know.
Yeah.
Sounds so good.
Love it. But anyway, are you off to Cape Town at all?
Next week.
All right. But we'll speak to everyone next week.
Yeah, be good. And of course, this is The Unview. Who is the thin? Who is the rich? But we all always
fabulous. Oh honey.
The Unview on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.